Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's commitment to welfare of farmers as NDA marks 11 years in office. Nearly 27 crore people lifted out of extreme poverty in India over 11 years, says World Bank report. Central Consumer Protection Authority advises all e-commerce platforms to not engage in deceptive and unfair trade practice. IMD predicts rainfall activity over northeast region for next 7 days. Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country. And in Norway chess, world champion Dee Kukesh settles for third place as world number one Magnus Carlsen wins the title. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi said it is a privilege for the government to serve the country's hard-working farmers. The Prime Minister highlighted that for the past 11 years, various government's initiatives have boosted prosperity for the farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agriculture sector. He said that the government has focused on issues like soil health and irrigation, which have been greatly beneficial. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on the empowerment of the Indian farmers.
In the last 11 years, India's agriculture has witnessed a quiet revolution, guided by the vision of Bij Se Bazaar Tak, that is, from seed to market. The government's budgetary allocation in agriculture has grown nearly fivefold, from 28,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to 1.37 lakh crore rupees in 2024-25. Direct support to farmers has been unprecedented. Over 3.7 lakh crore rupees has reached 11 crore farmers directly under PM Kisan. Financial security for farmers has also improved. The Kisan Credit Card scheme has extended 10 lakh crore rupees in credit, while Fasal Bima Yojana has helped nearly 20 crore farmers with crop insurance claims worth 1.75 lakh crore rupees. MSPs for key crops like wheat, paddy, pulses and oilseeds have seen sharp hikes. Schemes like PM Kusum for solar pumps and natural farming missions have enhanced resilience and promoted sustainability. Efforts like PM Krishi Sinchai Yojana and the Soil Health Card scheme have strengthened irrigation and soil productivity, empowering farmers with modern tools and scientific inputs. The government has also focused on allied sectors. Milk production has grown by over 63%, placing India firmly as the world's top dairy producer, benefiting over 8 crore farmers employed in this sector. While in fisheries, India's output nearly doubled in 10 years, boosting rural livelihoods and coastal prosperity. Today, the Indian farmer stands not just as a cultivator, but as a key driver of national growth. With Vishnu's report, Shagun Chopra for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan ke 11 saal.
India has made remarkable progress in reducing extreme poverty, with 269 million people moving out of it between 2011-12 and 2022-23. According to the latest World Bank data, extreme poverty rate dropped significantly from 27.1% in 2011-12 to just 5.3% in 2022-23. A report.
In 2011-12, around 344.47 million people in India were living in extreme poverty. By 2022-23, that number fell sharply to 75.24 million. Much of this progress came from states like Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal, and Madhya Pradesh, which together accounted for 65% of India's extreme poor in 2011-12. These states contributed to two-thirds of the total poverty reduction over the past decade. As the BJP-led NDA government marks 11 years in office, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted key initiatives like PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which led to decline in poverty rates. Direct benefit transfers, digital inclusion and improved rural infrastructure have helped deliver support efficiently and transparently, empowering more than 250 million people to rise out of poverty. With Mayur's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India and United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention a milestone. During his meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of the bilateral ties between the two nations.
The recent conclusion of the India-UK FTA and the Double Contribution Convention is truly a milestone. It will not only propel our two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of our bilateral ties. It would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains.
Dr. Jaishankar also thanked the UK government for their strong condemnation of the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam and support to India in the fight against terrorism.
We practice a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism and expect our partners to understand it. And we will never countenance perpetrators of evil being put at par with its victims.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said India has always supported the rule of law, global cooperation and the need for a dialogue on the world stage, sharing a video message after leading the Indian delegation to the 11th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Brasilia, Brazil. Mr. Birla informed that there was meaningful dialogue, exchange of views and a shared commitment to strengthen parliamentary cooperation among BRICS nations. He further stated that the BRICS countries condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and emphasized the need to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism through joint efforts.
डिक्लेरेशन में ब्रिक्स देशों ने माना कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमें सामूहिक लड़ाई लड़नी होगी उन्होंने भारत में 22 अप्रैल को पहलगाम कश्मीर में हुई आतंकवादी घटना की निंदा की और साझे प्रयासों से मिलकर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति बनानी चाहिए भारत के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी विश्व के देशों को आह्वान किया था कि सभी विश्व के देशों को आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति बनानी चाहिए.
The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has issued an advisory to all e-commerce platforms to take necessary steps to ensure that their platforms do not engage in deceptive and unfair trade practices, which are in the nature of dark patterns. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs said that all e-commerce platforms have been advised to conduct self-audits to identify dark patterns within 3 months. The ministry said that the authority has been keeping a close watch on the violation of the guidelines issued for prevention and regulation of dark patterns. A dark pattern is a deceptive user interface design used by digital platforms to mislead or manipulate consumers into making choices they did not intend. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to IMD, rainfall activity over the northeast region is likely to continue for the next 7 days. More from our correspondent.
The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall over Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura from the 9th of this month, while similar conditions are expected to prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya from the 10th of this month. Further, rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, gusty winds and lightning are expected over southern peninsula India in coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Rayalaseema and Karnataka till the 10th of this month. Similar conditions are expected over northeast and central India in Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha till the 10th of this month as well. The IMD added added that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over West Rajasthan from tomorrow and over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, South Uttar Pradesh, North Madhya Pradesh from the 9th of this month. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid ul-Azha. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. She urged everyone to work together to build a better society by adopting the values of selflessness and dedication. In the national capital, Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. In Jammu and Kashmir, millions of Muslims across the Union Territory worshipped from the early hours of morning, assembled at mosques, shrines and Eidgahs to offer the special congregational Eid prayers marking the festival. Eid ul-Azha is observed on the 10th day of the last month called Zil-Ijah in the Islamic calendar. More from our correspondent.
The largest gathering in the Kashmir Valley took place at the Hazrat Bal Shrine located on the banks of Dal Lake, where thousands of worshippers offered Eid prayers. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and National Conference President Dr. Farooq Abdullah also offered Eid prayers at Dargah Hazrat Bal. Eid prayers were held peacefully across Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements had been put in place to avoid any kind of untoward incident. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, in his Eid greetings, resolved to strengthen the foundations of unity, harmony, brotherhood and work with love and compassion for the well-being of one and all. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Eid ul-Azha, or the festival of Bakrid, is also being celebrated in Madhya Pradesh today. We have more from our correspondent.
Special prayers are being offered in all the mosques of the state on Eid ul-Azha. On the occasion, thousands of Muslims prayed for the safety and peace in the country. Special Eid prayers were offered in Tajul Masjid, Jama Masjid, Moti Masjid and Masjid Bilkis Jahan in the capital city Bhopal. Strict security arrangements have been made across the state. Along with the administration, Muslim organizations have also issued guidelines regarding sacrifice on Bakrid. Bhopal City Qazi Mustaq Ali Naqvi said that sacrifice is an important duty of Islam, but it is responsibility of every Muslim to perform it properly. He also appealed to take special care of cleanliness during sacrifice and follow administrative rules. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
India and Central Asian countries have expressed interest in joint exploration of rare earth and critical minerals. In a joint statement released following the fourth meeting of India-Central Asia Dialogue held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairship of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, the participating nations encouraged exchange of delegations to explore new areas of cooperation in critical minerals. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan attended the meeting. At least three people were killed and 21 others injured in a major Russian drone and missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, according to the city's mayor, Ihor Terekhov. The strike is part of a wave of intense daily attacks by Russia as the war enters its third year. In chess, world champion D. Kukesh committed a costly blunder against American grandmaster Fabiano Caruana in the final round to finish third as five-time world champion Magnus Carlsen clinched a record-extending seventh Norway chess title. Kukesh, after being in a disadvantageous position against Caruana, tried to stage a late comeback but ran out of time and committed a blunder, instantly realizing his chances had slipped away. In French Open tennis, world number one Aryna Sabalenka will take on world number two Coco Gauff in the highly anticipated women's singles title clash this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. IST. In men's singles, world number one Yannick Sinner will face defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in the final tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's commitment to welfare of farmers as NDA marks 11 years in office. Nearly 27 crore people lifted out of extreme poverty in India over 11 years, says World Bank report. Central Consumer Protection Authority advises all e-commerce platforms to not engage in deceptive and unfair trade practice. IMD predicts rainfall activity over northeast region for next 7 days. Eid-ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country. And in Norway chess, world champion Dee Kukesh settles for third place as world number one Magnus Carlsen wins the title. And with that, we end the midday news.